The Rambam Perek Tes Alocha Aleph Milchus Melachim. Who was that? He goes to all the others. Who was Mesaken not mitzvah? We know that the one was Mesaken Ma'aser is Yitzchok. And the Ravid argues and says, L'chora, that's not true, because we have Vajakot. We know from Avinu. It says, Vayitir lo Ma'aser b'kol, it gives to Malki Tzedek. So he is the one Mesaken Ma'aser. So the Kesef Mishnah says, because one was voluntary, from Avinu gave voluntarily, but Yitzchok was Mesaken because he did obligatory. And because, and the truth is, how do we see that? Because posh pshat is because it says on the pasuk that it says va'yizra ba'shona he me'ash va'imta me'ashorim. Me'ashorim means 100 times measurement. So Chazal asks, what are the measurements? The Rashi quotes, and it says the measurements were for ma'aser. So you see that you're measuring for ma'aser means that that's an obligation. You're even measuring beforehand. So therefore, it's. So, and the real mindset is not the voluntary mindset, it's the mindset as a chiyuv. Again, why is mindset as a chiyuv so important that Yitzchok is mesaken? It was a kesher to Yitzchok. And also you have to ask, so why is it so important? I mean, you look at a voluntary, maybe because mitzvah v'yoyse, but they're not mitzvah v'yoyse. There's no mitzvah. Only one established this as a common practice, the other one is voluntarily gave, and that's the one which he gave it to the chiyuv, the mechayiv themselves. It's bigger. Question is one, what's the kesher to Yitzchok? That's number two. And interesting also how the pasuk notes it. Not the Avraham Avinu says Vayit lo Masa Mikol. By Yaakov it says Kol Asher Titin Li Aser Aserenu Loch. By Yitzchok it doesn't say Meiser. It only says Vayimtza Bashor Nahim Me'ashorim. So I'll read you the pasuk. The pasuk says Vayizra Yitzchok Baretz Ha'iv Vayimtza Bashanai Mea Sheorim Vavarchiu Hashem Mea Sheorim. So Rashi says what means the Rabbi Yisrael Om Du Oim Ezer LeMaisris, because he measured. And why did he measure? He measured. So interestingly enough, that the Chi of Maisr Yitzchok is the one who is Mecha Maisr. And what is, how do you know that he did Maisr? Because he gave Maisr, because he measured the Sodet to calculate the Maisr. What a backwards thing of Tikkun HaMaaser. Vayitir lo Ma'aser b'kol, tell me that's not, because it's voluntary. And the Chiyuv is, Gufo, the Pasuk says, I didn't give Ma'aser, but he measured to give Ma'aser. Why is the measurement to give Ma'aser the critical part of Ma'aser? That's the question number three. The Chassam Sofer, now the Tshuva is the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer in Yeridea, in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, goes on the same question. And what he says is the following. He says, listen, there is a difference between the Ma'aser of Avraham and the Ma'aser here. The Ma'aser of Avraham was given to Malki Tzedek Melech Sholom, was given to the priest, was given to the Kohen. Here the Ma'aser is Amdu LeMa'aser, this is Ma'aser Oni. And there's a big difference. The Ma'aser Ksofim, which is not obligatory, you can give to anybody you want, you could do mitzvahs with it, that's how he explains the Ramo. But that's not the mitzvah. The one which is real Ma'aser is the mindset that's given to Ani. And that's our parsha. And therefore, Yitzchok is the one that's mesaken ma'aser, because it's the ma'aser la'anim, not the ma'aser to the Kohen. And the question is, why? What's so chashiv is that should be to danim davka? Meaning, Trumo gives to the Kohen, that's a chiyuv. So why davka ma'aser has to be to danim? And that's the important one. And it goes also into the second question. What does it say in the pasuk? Vayizra vayimtza b'makom u me'ashorim. So Rashi says that it came out 100 times the measurement. So lechora, when was the measurement? Posh pshat is you measure after you plant it, you harvest, and you're now going to measure how much you have. You measure and you give ma'aser. But then it's not shayach more brocha, because in a brocha b'tzuya b'davar ha'ela b'davar so b'nayayim, because we're not going to make more. So it means vayizra vayimka b'makom u me'ashorim. So the Sipurno says indeed that what it means, Vayimtza b'makom me'ashorim, the pshat is that the profit was 100 times more. Right? He measured it, and the expectation of profit was X, and he made 100 times more. Like a brocha metzuya ba'isa. But the Chassam Sofer says no. What it means is that he measured it beforehand. Because the Gemara in Gittin da Flamet says that you could prepay ma'aser. You could give ma'aser to somebody and say, listen, many times I'm giving you a loan, when it comes the ma'aser, I will use the ma'aser to pay back the loan. The halacha is that you could do it. The chidush is, even if the oni dies, so now the choira, you give him a loan, he doesn't have money to pay back, you could give to the Shevet and the Shevet pays it back. Because that's takonas, that's the takon they made it to allow to the Levim to be able to prepay. The only question is, so Zokter, he Vaimdu means that he prepaid the Miser. And because he prepaid the Miser, that's why he got 100 times more. Which is interesting. You see that if you prepay Miser, the brocha of Asher, Teaser, Aser, Befishet, Tisasher, which is our case, Vaimitzah, Mea Shorim, it's Chal even on that. But the question is, why did he give Miser beforehand? And the Poskei has to stress that he gave Miser beforehand, that he prepaid Miser. So what is the significance of prepaying Miser? The Chasam Sofer parenthetically says he got 100 times more. Why? Because the truth is, the halacha is the following, that when you prepay Miser, if the person who got the Miser becomes rich, then he's now Zoiche, so he has to pay back the loan, and he doesn't have to pay back the loan because you gave him Aldas that you're going to pay back through the Miseroni, and you can't give him Miseroni anymore because he's wealthy. So says the Chasam Sofer, the truth is, the money that he gave to Danim was far found, was lost. Why? Because the Gemara says that even Eoif, when his money came out, the owner, the person who got his money, became very wealthy because it's a brocho nichsi hatzadikim. So clearly, the person who borrowed money from Yitzchok became wealthy. So Yitzchok lost the money. So the item the person says, Vayimtza mea shorim, to make up his loss. So the chidush is that you make up your loss. And that's the idea here. So the question is, why did he have to prepay and lose the money? Why the Takonas Meiser has to be, they has to be prepay beforehand. By the way, the Chasam Sofer, the Veshech Chochma says, because Yitzchok was Mesake Meiser, that's why it says in the Pasuk here, the Pasuk says, Vayigdal Ha'ish Vayelach Haloch Vegadil HaKidr Vayilo Mikne Tzoynu Mikne Bokar. Why does it repeat mikne tzon and mikne bokar? Should be vayilo mikne tzon u bakar. What means mikne tzon u mikne bokar? What does it separate the two? So says the Meshech Chochma, that makes a lot of sense. Because the halacha is the meiser, you cannot give tzon to bokar. Each one is separate. So since he was given meiser, he's not given enough to give a general idea. He has to be each one separately. And that's why it says mikne tzon and mikne bokar. Okay? So the question is, why koidim dafka? The Mishnah in Ove says, al tabe le'aser umodus. You should not give ma'aser by guessing. Guesstimate is not right. You should have measurement. And the Rambam, Milchus ma'aser perek alef aloch yidalet, says beferush. The person is not allowed to be ma'aser umodus. You're not allowed to give ma'aser by guess. And if you give marbe ma'aser, if you give too much ma'aser, maseritz of mikul kolim. The Meiser is really Tevel, right? So in other words, the Meiser is Mekulko. So the Fikiyam in Chelek Alef Simon Yibes HaKot Gimasav Kontvav goes to say, why is Meiser Mekulkolim? It must be because when you give the Meiser, you are giving Meiser, let's say, you give 20%. You are assuming that the 20% has to be Mesakin only the 80, right? So, but the truth is, the Shem Meiser is only Chal on 10%. So the extra 10% that you have is tevel, right? Why? Because nobody gave ma'aser to it. So he says, that's ma'aser we could call him. But he says, what happens if you gave ma'aser, but you didn't measure exactly? But you're trying to give only ma'aser and the rest, so for sure it's mesaken the rest of the tefillah. But that's what Rambam says, that's osur le'aser umodus. Even though, like the Yerushalmi, that's how he explains the Yerushalmi, that is really not tevel. It's only a Yisr to be Meiser Umodus, but in a chinam, if you eat, there's no Tevel. Meiser is Meiser, the rest of it is Chulin. Now the question is, why is there Yisr? Why is there Yisr to give more Meiser? Now you could say, because maybe if you give the Umodus, you might give less, or maybe that you give more, but you make 20% Meiser, which is also because then it's Tevel. But the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch Yederish Memtes. The Knesset Agdoila says that when you give, the Knesset Agdoila says in the Birkei Yosef, when you give Meiser Ksofim, that the halacha is that you have to give Lekatchila, Chafetz Chaim says 20%. Meiser Ksofim also you have to make sure to give specifically Meiser. You have to be calculate to give Meiser, which is very practical to us. That when you give, even though it's so many machloikis that you have to give more than Meiser to be Yoitze Meiser, but you have to be Koveya Meiser Beferush. Therefore, the aloha is that you cannot do bu modus. You cannot do a guesstimate. You have to really calculate it. And therefore, the best way to do it is to go through your taxes. Yet you do it, and you get 10%. At least one sheet, that's a yoitz. The question is, why is it important to give 10%? Yeah, as long as you give more, what's the problem? Bishlo by Meinser, you have a problem, because if you give more and you make more, so then you're assuming that you're not giving Meinser on everything, and you have to give Meinser on the Meinser. But like Sof, so why is not? Okay? Now, the Medrash Rabbah in Pesach with the Parsha Samartal, it says, why is there a specificness by the Morning Tainis? The Morning Tainis says, Aser te Aser. Yiduka the Rish Lakish says, Aser te Aser, Aser Bishvil Sitis Asher. That there is a locha is that you could go ahead and you become Osher by giving. And then he says, how do you know the Pshat? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, so you could check. You could try a Kodesh Bohu. You could test him. So the Duke de Rish Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan. How can you do that? The Pasuk says, Lo Sin Asu is Hashem. And the Chinuch Paskins that the Isur Lo Sin Asu Hashem, you're not allowed to test the Kodesh Bohu. That Isur relates to two things. You're not allowed to test a Novi. Once you know that he's a Novi, don't keep testing him. That's a Isur. But you says the Chassad Chinuch is also a Isur to test the Kodesh Bohu. You cannot go and test the Kodesh Bohu and says, listen, I want to become the Mitzvah. If I become the Mitzvah, let me see if I get results. You're not allowed to test the Kodesh Bohu. A Kodesh Bohu is not testable. But there is one exception to it, that you could test and the testing works, and no avera, according to the Chinuch, can stop it from working, is Meinser. If you give Meinser, there will be. And the question is, why Dafka here is Mutzah to test the Kodesh Bohu? In every business also, why Dafka here is Mutzah? And the Medrash Rabbah says something givaldic. He says the Medrash Rabbah, because really Meinser is something that precludes Brocha. Why precludes Brocha? Because you have to measure it. I just told you, you cannot guesstimate. You have to measure it. And once you measure, there's no brocha chal. Because in the brocha, mitzuyah ela bedavar asov minayin. So chiyah de chidosh is that despite the fact, or precisely because you have to measure, there is a brocha, and you could test a kodesh boch with it, you don't do anywhere else. This contradiction, it screams to itself, why is that the case? So those are the three questions. The three questions are, what's Yitzchak and Meinser? Why Dafka Meinser only is the one that's chosh, according to the, why Dafka if it's obligatory, like the Kesef Mishnah says, why Meinser has to be exactly 10%, and why Dafka by Meinser, there's a idea of a rekoisel lachem brocha, ad blidai, the asher tisasher went out to test a Kodesh Bohu. What's the idea? So the Maral in Derech Chaim, per Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis, he goes to explain the following idea. He says, the Mishnah says, Siag Loisher, Meinser Siag Loisher, Meinser Siag Loisher. He says, why? Because what's the idea of the Meinser? The idea of the Meinser, says the Maral, is because the Meinser is interesting. The tenth is always a koilal. Because you go and it creates a decimal unit, it unifies all the ten. Because the ten is the source of the nine, is the spiritual power that unites, that is the source of everything. And by connecting to something which is spiritual, there is no division, everything is connected. That is the spiritual dimension within the physical. And always the tenth relates to that, that the spiritual dimension that is really the connecting, the glue, the source of everything. That is the number tenth. And that's why Sarmaral says, as long as this nine, its units, they're going to be lost. The tenth is mechaber all of it to the spiritual source. And the spiritual source is that there's no limit. That's why aser te aser, aser kedeshe tis asher. You connect to the source, to the spiritual source of it. That's the number tenth, which is follows throughout the Maral. The nine mamores, the vasor mamores nevroilom, nine, there is a saying, there's an utterance, Vayomer Vaidaber. One of them is a statement of fact, Bracious, which is the source, which is always the end is the source. As Esra Makis, there's every Makis. One of them is Ani Hashem, Ani Volo Shaliach, Ani Volo Esorof, is a Kodesh Boch, Bechvoidu, Beatzma, that you realize that this is the what we call Hashgocha. That's why Minyan, the Minyan we think is 10, but the Aloha is Minyan, the Gemara says, Tisha Veorin Mitzdarfin. In other words, the Orin is part of the Tisha. What's the Orin? So the Rogo in the Gemara says, Tisha Nirim Kiasora. What the Gro says is an acronym, Vecha Droye Ve'ino Nire. The idea is that you need 9 that will look like 10. Machloek is how do 9 look like 10. The idea is because 10 is the Ashgocha, that's the spiritual power that makes the 9 to work. That's the one that unites, that's the one that is the source, that's the one that's the reality. That is the number 10, which is the spiritual dimension, the physical, which is the concept of Ashgocha. That's how the Gemara says, if a person loves his stuff more than everything for everybody else, and it makes sense because the order of physical is the order of 9. We have the rule of 9s. The Nez always says that from the number 9 you could create all the numbers. It creates a full circle. 9 times 9 is 81, 8 and 1. 9 times 8 is 72, 7 and 2. 9 times 7, 6 and 3. So the numbers times the numbers you could create. The 9 creates the entire cycle of numbers, back and forth, the circle of numbers. So he says, why is our decimal, world decimal, the world should have been base 9? He says, base 9 is the physical world. The number 10 is the one that unifies them, that coordinates them, that correlates them, is the source of them. That's the concept of the connection to the spiritual dimension. That's why 9 is the source of it. That's why in the world of physical is the world of three-dimensional space or three-dimensional time. So every dimension has how many dimensions they are? They are 9 dimensions. Three-dimensional time with three-dimensional space, each one. So the idea is the physical world of 9. Maral always says the physical Geshem is 9 because there are 3 dimensions, and every dimension has beginning, middle, and end. The process, also 9. So that makes sense. So the number 10th is the recognition that Hashgocha is the source of everything, is the sense of everything, is the Hakora, and which is called in Chazal the Hakora Samalchus. Yitzchok is the one who's Makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that stoker that we give, is because it's the recognition that nothing belongs to us. That the source is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the sense of everything, and he is the source, the end, and the meaning of everything. So the 10th is a gilui of what life is all about. Yitzchok is keneged the 10th. That's Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok was, according to many Rishonim, that was the last of the Nisyonis, was the one that he was completely bottled, that he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything is the mindset. That you are minding the mindset, and the mindset is the first thing which dictates, which not only dictates, it informs, it narrates the other 9. That's why what's important is Yitzchak. Yitzchak represents the number 10. Yitzchak is the one who is Ketzchai, who gave his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who realized that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Akedah, that he had no being of himself. Therefore, the Iker Vort of mindset is not that you are giving, it's that you realize that the source of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mindset is a gilui on the other 9. It's the realization that the number 10 is the koiveya, the number 10 is what dictates, the number 10 is the source of everything. So the mindset is not the nesina, it's the hakora, that the number 10th is the existence of the number 10th, which is that dimension, that is the dimension that runs everything. The mindset is the hakora, the metet, zichar yitzchok, which is midas adin, the lesli nigar meiklum. Mimira, that answers everything. Yitzchok is Mesaken Ma'iser. Because Ma'iser is the Pshat, is not volition, it's not you that decide, it's a statement of being. The one who's a statement of being was Nek, the Gabi's Bech, is Yitzchok. So Dafka Yitzchok is the Ma'iser. Avraham Avinu, when he gave 10%, but that's not the Hakor of Ma'iser. And that is epitomized, that the Hakor of Ma'iser is that it's an Oni, that we give to Anim because the recognition that we are Anim, nothing belongs to us. That's the core of the number 10. That's why Yitzchok gave in the beginning, because mindset is the beginning of everything. It's the recognition that the mindset is the source of everything. The reason why we get things to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the source of everything. This is the one that informs everything coming afterwards. That's why Yitzchok doesn't give mindset at the end. Yitzchok's mindset is at the beginning. The recognition, the mindset is at the beginning. Therefore, we always said that it has to be specifically mindset. It's not stalker. Mindset is not stalker. Here the mindset is the hakora, the understanding, the proclamation, the grasping of the concept of number 10. That's why it has to be a siri bedafka. And that's why mindset is once you're makir, that everything is a kudush bochadik, that the Midah HaSiris is the shortage of everything. Once you're Makedat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Keneged Midah, if you're Megale, the answer is you're Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself to you. So even though you can never test HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, if you're Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mainzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Megale himself, Midah Keneged Midah. That's why the only time you could test HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this is Davka B'Mainzer. So that's why, because you measure and you come up to the conclusion that you are proclaiming that the 10th is the Midah of this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Keneged Midah is Megale himself. If you're Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale us. So that's the idea of Mainzer. Mainzer is not giving stalker, it's the Hakora that everything he sees. That the Midah HaSiris is the real one that makes things happen, and this is the shortage of everything. If you're Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Mainzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Keneged Midah is Megale himself through us. And the chidush is that there is something ribui below yisoyif ad bli dai. The bli dai is ad sheivlu shivzoy seichem miloy mardai. Dai is midas adin. The money and the ribui is so much that takes away midas adin. Because this is the tikkun of midas adin. Tikkun of midas adin is the recognition that even though the world is hidden, is the recognition that the world is hidden, but we get the message. Number 10 is roye veino nireh. The gilui of the number 10, which is the gilui midas amalchus, is the tikkun midas adin, and therefore midah keneged midah, there is no midas adin, the precludes HaKadosh Baruch Hu megale bo'olamai.